If we look at all of the occupations in this dunya, in this world, morning until evening, people are working, making effort. Obviously, without work, there's no life, and life is hinging on work. Everybody is busy, occupied in some sort of work or business, small or large. You have to work. And work isn't just work of earning. There are also personal efforts, chores, waking, sleeping, eating, drinking. This is all work. You have to do work. And in every work occupation, whether it's for employment or personal chores, then there are two things that are contained. Whether it's a large or a small action, we're talking about actions. There is khair and there is shar. There is good and there is bad. In every action, work item, chore that you carry out in your life, in the world, whatever actions you see somebody doing, there's either khair or shar included. And when you do something, either it's fully khair or fully shar, or there's a combination. So obviously if there's shar in the action, evil or bad, then that is a waste. There will be no barakah, no blessings, no noor, no good result, no good conclusion of that action, because it contains shar, evil, bad effects, bad elements, and always that will give you loss. Not maybe definitely immediately, but after some time, after 30 years, the result of that might come out, or after 10 years it might come out, or it might come out straight away. But the action is shar, so it will give you the negative conclusion. If something has got poison in it, then will the poison not take effect? Obviously, so if there's shar inside an action, then how will it give success? And we have to always carry out actions. So if in every action of ours there's shar, then that action will become a waste, useless, idle. So that's the reason why when we start an action, if there's shar in that action, then we don't understand, what is it? What's the reason that what I'm doing is not going towards the right way? What's the reason I had this house? Why is this happening in this? Why is it I took this shop and there's a problem in it? What's the reason that I got married and I don't know what happened? There's no barakah in here. Why is it gone negative? Etc. Because whatever work item or action you carry out in your life, you don't understand that there's some negative force in it. We should realize that there's shar and khair in everything in the world. And we need to correct something, realign something, bring the right results out of something. Take any action in the world, any action of the dunya, any action. So now what we need to see, how is our life progressing now? How is our life passing as a waste? We are working hard and it's going to waste, all of it, yeah? So for example, let's take occupation of the world. You run a shop, you get some money. Yes, the money has come, but it's come with shar. It's come with some evil or wrong, so then there will be no barakah in that action. You see, I had money, I don't know, I can't understand. There's no barakah in my money. Is this not the complaint that we have? We have children, for example. You get married and the children are born, and then the child after 25, 30 years gives the effect. Huh? What's going on here? I gave ta'aleem to my child, I brought him up properly and nourished him and cherished him and gave him a lot of love and affection, etc. I don't know why he's become disobedient to me. After 25, 30 years, when the child's become baligh and you see the full effect, but you have forgotten that there was shar in the process. And when, for example, there was shar in your life, and then the child was born, then the shar carried on with the child along the life. So is this the life we want, or you want, or I want? Is this a life? Which are, tell me the answer. But this is our life today. We have complaints. We have issues. Are we animals? Are we human beings? Are we ashraf al-makhluqat? We are the superior form of creation. We are the ummah of Rasulullah. There must be a cure, but we carry on blind. After a while, we get ta'weez, and then we run around, and we go to amils. In my home, there are jinn, there are ghosts. There's no barakah. I just got married, and look what's happened. Recently married, there's no barakah, no blessings. And then afterwards, he says, okay, fine, you've come to me, the magician, and he releases the jinn onto him. Then he carries on down that dark path, and the jinn master comes into his pocket. This is the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because he hasn't understood the deen. 99% of our lives is passing through with shar from morning until evening. Every footstep of ours, every action is hinged on shar. Yes, there's khair, but we take the shar path. Am I right or am I wrong? So what kind of life is this? What will happen to us? What will be the conclusion? How will barakah come to our lives? This is totally a waste. Our life is passing as a waste. Fitna, fasad, fights, quarrels, disputes, house, home, family, inside, outside. Oh, I just got this house. It's fairly new. I prepared it. I don't know what's happened. And the roof has started to cave in. Oh, there's some jinn that's having an effect on me. Some jinns come to my life. I was totally fine before. Oh, I got married nicely. I got married after marriage. It starts going down the wrong route and the negatives come in. Anyway, you've understood the topic I'm trying to explain. There's no need to go into extensive details. So now I ask a question. I ask myself a question. Do I want this life of negative effects? No. But yes, we know that there is a disease. For example, tuberculosis, germs are there. And if we don't get rid of the bacteria, the germs, then I'll die. I'll pass away due to the disease. So if I know that in every action of mine, there's shadr. So what should I do? I should eradicate what? I should eradicate the shadr. The shadr will go and then khair upon khair will come. Every action will become afdal and great. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. What a life will become. The shop will be nice. Nice wife. Nice marriage. Nice children. Nice enjoyment. Nice sleep. Nice food. Nice drinking. The life will have been transformed because the shar has been eradicated. So what's left? Khair. Khair upon khair. Barakah upon barakah. Noor ala noor. Maza. Enjoyment. Jannah. Enjoyment. So take the shar out and bring the khair in. Take the evil out and bring the good in. Do you want to take the shar out? Yes? Then I'll take it out today, inshallah. You want to take it out? I'll explain. Put your hands up if you want to take shar out of your life. I'm not a jinn master, but I'll eliminate the shar. And I won't take any fees for it. So the cure for this, my brothers, is one. To eradicate shar from our lives, from our actions. How? To follow in the footsteps of Nabi al-Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the footsteps of Nabi is the path to Jannah. And the actions that meet us to Allah are the actions of the sunnah. Say subhanallah again. Subhanallah. If we imitate one sunnah of Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we do amal on this, then alhamdulillah, the shar will disappear. The evil will disappear. The negative forces will disappear. When we do any action in life, big or small, and we include this sunnah in that action, then shar will disappear. Shar will disappear and khair will come. Subhanallah. What a great action. What great lifestyle Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us. We don't understand. So many treasures there are open to us. The treasures of rahmah and mercy. But we don't understand. We don't want to do amal on this. We don't understand what is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What an azim way of life. How azim great it is to imitate the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One sunnah, if we do amal on one sunnah before every action, then it will eliminate all the shar from life. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, listen to this, this is a hadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, he repeated this and he gave hukam. He ordered us to implement this because this is essential for us, because the life of shar evil is a waste of time, my friends. The ibadah of shar is a waste, and if we come to the masjid, we'll bring the shar with us, and even then we'll have to do amal on this sunnah. Every action is devoid of barakah. Even when you sit down to read Quran, shar and khair will be there. Even then we'll have to eradicate the shar, and then only will the Quran give us the benefit. So what is this sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that has been told to us? A beautiful beloved sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that every action, whatever you do, whenever you do it, talqeen, repeatedly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us guidance that whenever you do an action, then start that action with the name of Allah. Say it again, subhanallah. Say it again. What a great wealth we have to our disposal. We have at our disposal the name of Allah to recite it. The qawm, the nation that has the name of Allah, and there's no barakah in that person's house, no barakah in the children, no barakah in that person's life. For this reason, because we don't recite the name of Allah. We don't recite the name of Allah in the beginning of our actions. We don't begin with the name of Allah. It's a hadith. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that whatever action that you, me, we, all, whatever action a person does begins without starting with the name of Allah, that action is full of defects and it is a waste of time. It is a waste of time. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, beware. Beware. Whatever action you begin in life, whatever type of action it is, if you start that action without the name of Allah, then that action will be defective and it will be bone idle and useless. Useless. And subhanallah, how do we recite the name of Allah? And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us the tariqah, the method, that recite this kalima. What kalima? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Say subhanallah. End of story. That's it. Enough for us. Ismizat, the name of Allah. And Allah's names, His attributes, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. No time to go into depth. Tashrih, commentary, the Mufassireen. We could sit here for hours. You will have heard the ulama, the respectful scholars, noble scholars. And we could sit down and discuss Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. And we'd be here till Fajr. So many treasures contained in the names of Allah. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. So great are these names, so powerful, so full of goodness, that apart from a mu'min, no one else can recite these names, subhanAllah. Whether it's a millionaire, a king, a sultan, owner of kingdoms, but if he doesn't have iman, he cannot recite these names. But if it's a man living in a mud shack, the straw hut, poor, poverty, torn, ragged clothes, but he has the wealth, treasure of iman, alhamdulillah, he can recite these names as many times as one. Say subhanAllah, subhanAllah. And the value of Allah's name is such that whatever action you state, you start with the name of Allah, alhamdulillah, khairi khair, nur ala nur, light upon light, barakah and blessings upon blessings. To this extent, even if somebody gives you poison and you recite the name of Allah and you consume that poison, there are people alive, the lives of the sahaba ikram are proof that by reciting the name of Allah, if you consume the poison, the man will be amazed, shocked, the person gave the poison, and he'll say, oh, this is very nice, sweet, sugary sherbet, I'm tasting nice. And what does he know, the person who gave the poison, that he's right, the name of Allah, we don't say the name of Allah today, jinn and ghosts and evil forces, Allah will make us zaleel, wretched. There's such a great sunnah of Rasulullah we're leaving, and Nabi Sallallahu told us repeatedly, make it a habit in your lives, the mu'min, this is not the shan of the mu'min, any action of a life, no action should we do without starting with the name of Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Look, how big is a camel? A camel is a big animal, isn't it? For example, what do we say? We say the name of Allah. And if you slaughter the camel, then all of its meat is pure. You can eat whatever part of the camel you want. Every part will have barakah. Health will come, enjoyment will come, taste will come. What a big animal. Massive animal, the camel. But if you recite the name of Allah and slaughter it, any animal that is jais, permissible, you will enjoy the taste, because the effect of Allah's name is so much noor and effect in Allah's name that we cannot imagine. We cannot imagine. Wahid. Who is the one who gives this? Who can recite this name? Only those who have iman. And Allah selected the people of iman. Allah says, those who I love, only they can recite my name. SubhanAllah. Three categories of the Allah's name, the people who recite Allah's name. In our hearts, we don't have the azmat, the greatness, the emphasis of the greatness of Allah's name. We don't have that. Nobody can recite Allah Ta'ala's pure name unless he has iman in his heart. And no person can recite Allah's name, even if he's got iman. If Allah doesn't prefer that person, if Allah doesn't like that person, Allah says, how can he recite my name? Only he or she who I like. Those people run away. They'll recite thousands of other names. But Allah's name, the dhikr of Allah, he will not want to do from his tongue. He will feel bad about dhikr. He'll say, oh, it's difficult. I don't feel like it. Whenever the name of zikr comes, he'll run away from zikr. He'll go far from zikr. He'll run away. Why? Because Allah doesn't like that person. How can we recite my name? Allah says, if I don't like him, only those can do Allah's dhikr, only those can recite Allah's name, only those people can absorb Allah's name, Ismi Adam, Ismi Zad, who Allah Ta'ala loves, who are beloved to Allah. Say subhanAllah, subhanAllah. Okay, we're sinners, we are weak, we are not good people maybe, but Allah Ta'ala likes us. That's why he's given us the tawfiq to recite his name. Massive treasure. Massive treasure. This is the greatest treasure. Take all the whole dunya, Allah detaches us from the world, makes us do wudu. We wear white libas with our hearts from far and wide. We come close, sit down. Allah says, now recite my name. Can anyone else come? Show me who has the person who doesn't have iman. Can he come and sit down and recite Allah's name? Question doesn't arise. This is a pure place. This is such a pure place on the earth where a person sits and recites Allah's name. To the seven layers of the earth, down to the core of the earth, it becomes pure. To the seven skies above us, layers of skies, the skies open up with barakah. Amazing when a person sits to name Allah's name, recite Allah's name. Understand the azmat of this. Understand the greatness of this action. The glory of this. What will be the hal of that qawm who has taken the appreciation, the greatness of the name of Allah from their hearts, who have taken the glory of Allah's name from their hearts out of us? What will be the hal of that qawm? Tell me. That we are running after other things that are great for us in our minds and our hearts. No, I should do this, I want this, I want to see this, I want to do this. Tell me, is that a life without Allah's name? That's just a time Allah's born. For example, I'm going to keep this person alive 70 years, 80 years. We are just a walking deceased people. We are walking deceased, walking corpses. What life is that? That, for example, do you need to push someone to come to do dhikr? Do you have to convince someone to do the dhikr of Allah, to recite the name of Allah? Do we have to convince someone? Tell me, if pilau comes here, chicken pilau, will I have to convince you to eat pilau? Then everyone will come from far and wide. The doorman will come, this man will come, that person will come. Oh, it's langar, food time. If langar is arranged here, and if 400 people here now, then 1,000 people will come to dhikr, because there's food, langar after dhikr, isn't it? Even we have so much love with the food, with the meat, with the midwife. We don't have love for the name of Allah. Those were the people, alhamdulillah, they did not have greed for money or wealth. They left their homes, their families, and they walked by their feet 200, 300 miles. My sheikh traveled. He crossed rivers and dusty plains, and 3-4 days he stayed hungry. For what? He traveled to go to meet his sheikh, to recite the name of Allah, and that was his life. And today those people are alive. Allah says, "Balahiyahum, walakillatashurun." That these people don't say that they are dead. No, they are alive. They are alive in their graves, and their names are mentioned even more now than those people who've died recently and gone to the graves. This is life that we've got. Tell me, they are alive. They did something in this world. They achieved something. And what animal lives we are living? We should recognize ourselves. What are we? We need to leave this world after doing something. Yes. That the dunya we're running after, this dunya is not going to go with us. There's no value of this world. There's no point crying over this world, that we should make ourselves prepared, fully prepared, and that when we depart from this world, Allah is happy, His angels are happy, and we are attaining Jannah, paradise, subhanAllah. Is this life eating, drinking, going to sleep, fulfilling our passions, desires? Oh, I've achieved something great. No, no, no. Life, there should be one action we should bring into our life, that is the remembrance of Allah, the dhikr of Allah should overwhelm us in our lives. Then we can say that we are living a precious life. Allah has given us precious breaths. Allah has given us Quran, dhikr, and the most easy, simple of actions. Allah says, keep on reciting my name and elevate yourself, elevate yourself, elevate yourself. My Hazrat used to say, ah, Farooqi Sahib, I tell you something complete today. That the name of Allah, if you keep on elevating it, then Allah will elevate your name. SubhanAllah, say SubhanAllah. Say SubhanAllah. Then how are we trying to achieve success in the world? Whose name are we reciting? Do we know? Allah's name. That hundreds of thousands, millions of people cannot dare to recite Allah's name on their tongue today, right now. Millions and millions of people in the world, billions of people in the world who cannot dare or don't have the capability to recite Allah's name. And how sad. We have Iman. Allah has given us the wealth of Iman, and we still don't want to recite Allah's name. We don't want to. Allah is saying in the Quran, in every place in the Quran, morning and evening, call up to me. Call out to me. Do my dhikr. Sit al-ishraq in the night when the sun sets before the night passes. Remember me. But we aren't ashamed. We don't understand. Is this a life we're living without dhikr? Is this a life without remembering Allah? After some days we'll die. There'll be an attack. This will happen. We hear everyday stories. And then we'll be put into our coffins and loaded into the graves. And that money we run after. We forgot Allah's name due to the dunya, the world. It all goes a waste. Into the grave. So remember, what is our objective and function after today? Every action we do it in the name of Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Recite and begin every action with the name of Allah. And there's another easy method. Allah has made it even easier. That shaitan, now we need to promise, because shaitan is around us, that he tries to influence us. And the thing that makes us forget Allah most, shaitan, what does he make us forget most, is to do the dhikr of Allah, recite Allah's name. He knows that success hinges on the name of Allah. So he wants us to forget the name of Allah, shaitan does. Shaitan wants us to forget the name of Allah. So Allah has prepared a solution for this. That why don't you do such an action, O my servant? Why don't you do such an action that make your heart fully immersed in the name of Allah? Hand over your heart to somebody. Say SubhanAllah. And again SubhanAllah. Is this not the case? Hundreds of thousands. Allah says, inscribe my name onto your heart. And that's why we go to the Naqshbandi teacher. Otherwise, what do we go for? To watch his, look at his face. We go to the Naqshbandi teacher, and he tells you to pick up your shirt, expose your heart. Allah Ta'ala has prepared that your heart that is beating, go to a Naqshbandi sheikh, and he will point onto the heart and put the seal on your heart. Then you won't need to recite from your tongue, because for every action you need to do something. For example, when I walk footsteps, then when I pick my one foot, then the next footstep will have khair or shar. Which one? We don't know. Then I will take another footstep. There could be khair, shar. In every action, there's a combination, khair or shar. So if I take footsteps, if there's shar in my action, my footsteps, then what will be the consequences for me? So Allah Ta'ala has given us such a solution. Go to the teacher, your heart, make it alive with the name of Allah, Allah's personal name, Allah. When your heart will start to do Allah, 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 then with every footstep, every action, your heart will be saying Allah, 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 and you won't make any mistakes. And this is called qalbi dhikr, making your heart alive. Qalb jahir. And jari, sorry. And those millions of people, those so many people who've got this wealth and treasure, and if they don't make efforts and they don't do dhikr, that person whose heart is alive, some Naqshbandi sheikh, he's attained and learnt and acquired the sabak from the teacher, he's not aware what treasures he's got. He'll get beats more. He'll get scolded more. I gave you such a simple solution, a simple, cheap, a very cheap bargain. And then if you say Bismillah from your tongues, but the Naqshbandi student says Allah from his heart, then he gets 70 times more reward and power and effect in his dhikr. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is such a great force and power and assistant that if a person takes a staff, a stick, and beats it on the surface of the ocean and says, in the name of Allah, then I swear by Allah that the ocean will split in two parts. Did the Sahaba Ikram not cross the water on horses? What power did they have? What strength did they have? What atomic strength did they have? Nothing. They had the name of Allah, Ismay Dhat. And they knew the whole universe was made by Allah and His power. And Allah Ta'ala's name, they had yaqeen on it, they had certainty on it, they loved it, and they recited it, and they crossed the obstacle. They went over the obstacle, the hurdle. There's no path that's difficult. The path, the ocean, the water. Oh, what water? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And the water split aside, and the path was made. So when such a great force is in saying the name of Allah, Bismillah. So when a person says Allah from his heart, then 70 times over, the strength increases, the effect of the action increases, the barakah increases. How many times? 70. Do you want to learn dhikr or not? Oh, I'm not some announcer, speaker. I'm just fulfilling my duty. My sheikh gave me a duty to spread this message. I'm not a sheikh, I'm just fulfilling my duty. My sheikh said, go explain and teach people the name of Allah. Great action. Go to that country where all the people are living like deceased people. There's temporary material world, saving people from tax and difficulties and issues. Go, my student, and revive the name of Allah to the hearts of the people. Say Subhanallah. That's what my teacher says. Say Subhanallah. And this is how the heart is alive. What am I going to take from you? What are you going to give to me? I'm just here for a while and I will disappear one day and nobody will know where I've gone. But appreciate this name Allah Ta'ala has prepared in this dunya, in this world, that a person is calling out to you. The most precious thing Allah Ta'ala wants to give to you. And what is that? His name, his personal name, Allah. Allah. This is not a minor thing. Don't consider it minor. This is not my profession that I always stay seated with you and give speeches, etc. No. I'm just like a dream, a mirage. I will disappear one day. You won't know where I've gone. When did I go? How did I go? When I'll go, you won't even realize. Oh, I've gone. Where have I gone? This is reality. Reality. The faqir, he doesn't put a permanent place where he's seated. Learn this and your hereafter and this world will become corrected and aligned and full of blessings. Put the seed on your hearts. The Naqshbandis are like this, that we don't say one heart, rather the whole body is made alive. All the parts of the body are made alive with the name of Allah. It's a great path. Great path. We think, oh, this is just temporary. The dhikr of Allah is a minor. It's a great, great asset. My friends, understand this. There's reward, there's cure, and you'll get the luggage of the hereafter of Jannah, paradise, through the action of dhikr. And those who have learned dhikr, appreciate this. Those people who have learned the dhikr of the heart 24 hours a day, you should feel that every action I need to start with Bismillah, with the name of Allah. Allah Ta'ala has inscribed His name already in my heart. So always keep my heart alive, so my every action starts with the name of Allah. Automatic. My children won't be disobedient. My marriage won't go down the negative path. You go to your wife, sleep with the wife. Your heart is alive. Your heart is alive to the name of Allah. And you're with your wife and you are spending time with the wife. And your life will become Jannah and paradise. And children full of barakah. Otherwise, shaitan will be born into the house. The worst of shaitan, the worst offspring will be born. May Allah Ta'ala give me and you the tawfiq, the ability and the capability. Let's bring Allah Ta'ala's name into our lives, okay? And those who have not learnt, then inshallah, I'm inviting you. I can teach you, put the name of Allah into the heart, how the heart will become alive to the dhikr of Allah, and how you'll benefit. It's a great, great action indeed. Wa akhru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite Durood Sharif.